Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm Jeannie Rice, your co-host, and we welcome you to the show. Today is Tuesday, November the 25th, 2014. It's just 2 days to Thanksgiving, and we have a lot to be thankful for. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us. And we would love to hear your comments and your questions, because that makes this your show. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, dear heart.
Michael, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you now.
Well, we welcome everybody to the show. It's a delight and an honor to have you here. We've got this beautiful, 55-degree sunny day going in Bristol, Tennessee. Getting ready for rain and more wintry weather tomorrow, but for the day, it's absolutely beautiful. And we are blessed to have this day to share this space. We appreciate each and every one of you who chooses to join the show and to be part of this process of learning, understanding, and promulgating the ancient Aramaic idea of forgiveness. The more that I work with people with these tools, the more I see the miracles that happen in people's lives, things that are not comprehensible to the average person. And unfortunately, oftentimes, the average person doesn't stay around long enough to understand what's possible and how to achieve the shift in mind that it takes to produce absolutely outrageous changes and fabulous shifts in your life. You know, the basic bottom line of this work is that we are creative beings, and sadly, we've been ripped off for that knowledge. We've given it up. We've been ripped off for the knowledge that we are creative beings. And, of course, thinking in terms of being a creative being is an absolutely wonderful thing, an idea that everybody loves, unless their creation process isn't going so well. And then, of course, they know whose fault it is, and it's always somebody else's fault. The name of the problem is them. If you got somebody in your life, if they change, your life would be better. Well, I'd offer it's true. There is somebody in your life that needs to change, and for your life to get better, that change needs to occur. But their name isn't them. Their name is you. It's kind of the good news and the bad news. The bad news is there's only one problem in your life, and you're it. The good news is there's one solution in your life, and that solution lies within you. When you realize yourself as a creator and that you've created results in your life, and, you know, maybe you've taken the geographic journey, you've gone from place to place to place, from relationship to relationship, from job to job, and there you go, everywhere you go, there you are, and you get to deal with your own internal dynamics over and over and over again. Sadly, about 2,000 years ago, it appears the planet was ripped off for the technology with which to go inside of your mind and change the root of your creatorship. Your creatorship has been in development for 1,000 generations. Your mind bases the way that you create upon its content. And you know, there is a power in us. If you go back to the ancient Aramaic language, which is a physics language, you hear Yeshua, the physicist, saying, the Father within me does the works. That there's a power inside of us that carries out our wishes and our commands. But that power can only reach out and bring to you what you ask for. And somebody says, well, I've been asking for $1 million. Well, why have you been asking for $1 million? Well, because I've lived my whole life in poverty. So in your head you say $1 million, but in your heart there's poverty. And remember, in that, again, ancient Aramaic language, the key was given to how we create, and it said, take care of the heart, for out of it are the issues in life. And the heart is that hidden part of the mind, the unconscious, the dissociated part of the mind, where stored information produces results over and over and over again. I like to use a really simple example. Let's imagine that I'm going to put a table. We're in a room, and there are 1,000 of us, and I put a table in front of the room, and on the table I put 1,000 frogs. And I ask everyone to step forward and pick up a frog and describe their frog. Would you just, in your mind's eye, imagine that there's a table in front of you, and on the table there's a frog. And pick up the frog. Take a close look at it. Take a big sniff of it. Really look closely at it. And then when I ask 1,000 people in the room to describe their frog, I'll get answers like, oh, sticky paws and a fat belly and green and slimy and musty smelling and big eyes, big smile, cartoon face. I get all kinds of answers like that. And then I point out that on the table I placed 1,000 frogs. They're 3x3x3 styrofoam cubes that florists put flowers in. They're called frogs. But notice that the power in you could only reach out for what fired in your brain cell structure. And, of course, I could ask the question, how many know how to reach out your arm? And, you know, we might get one or two people who will raise their hand. And then I ask, well, tell me, how is it that you reach out your arm? Tell me what brain cells fire at, what voltage, and what nerve pathways do they follow, to what muscles, and what balance and counterbalance of those muscles in order to reach out your arm. And the truth is, the best physiologist doesn't have a clue how that's done. You set a frequency in motion, and there is a power in you that moves those muscles to reach your arm out. If you had to do the calculations, you'd be sitting around with a pen and paper for weeks just to reach your arm out. But there is a power in you that is willing to go to work and bring you whatever you reach for. If you go back to Yeshua again, the physicist who knew how the world worked, they asked him, how does this work? How does this work? How does it work? And he says, well, here, let me reduce the whole understanding to three simple words that not even a Philadelphia lawyer can misinterpret. Here's how it works. Ask and you receive. If you've received, it's because you've asked. And, of course, the average person says, but this isn't what I've been asking for. Ah, yes, but the thing to key into is that your asker is not in your head, it's in your heart. If you hold 1,000 generations, let's say, of rageful, sad, pained, traumatized relationships. I was talking to someone yesterday who just got some ancestry information from their family. And they had an ancestor who was in the Civil War and came back from the Civil War and was sitting on the porch with their young son and reached over, picked up a knife, and slit his own throat and killed himself in front of his son. His son never spoke again. If that's what's in my store, if that's what's in my mind about ancestors, about fathers, you know, this young boy who watches his father slit his throat and is helpless, never speaks again. If that's what's in our genetics in regard to relationship, then when I say, give me relationship, what fires in me, what resonates in me is trauma and pain and turmoil. And so when I say in my head, I want wondrous, wonderful relationships, but in my heart, I hold that unresolved trauma from the generations of pain, then what reaches out is a vibration that says, bring me trauma in my relationship. The same way as when brain cells fire, you reach for a little green animal because they're the brain cells that fire. When we recognize that our heads and our hearts are split, again, the physicist psychologist now named Yeshua 2,000 years ago said a house divided against themselves cannot stand. What is a house divided against itself? A house divided against itself is one in which in its head says, I want wondrous, wonderful, awesome, I'm going to be fabulous in relationship, and in their heart holds pain, trauma, turmoil. Relationship is loss. It's sadness, it's grief, it's rage, it's pain. Then through that outreach, that energy that moves out from us, relationship is attracted. Now, we'll do one of two things when we attract relationship that is made out of our own unconscious dynamics. When those unconscious dynamics come forward, if we have the awareness, if we have the tools, if we have the teaching, and let's say the memory of a young boy who's watched his father kill himself is in us, in our genetics, and we step into relationship with someone, and up comes the pain of that 8-year-old boy watching his father. If I don't have the tool of forgiveness, if I don't know how to address and remove that pain, and I happen to be in relationship with you and you trigger that pain in me, then what I'll do is I'll hook that pain into my brain's image of you, and I'll think you're the cause of my pain because I have not learned how to decode, how to go into my own hidden mind and clean out what never belonged. The cleaning out of what never belonged is called forgiveness. And so whenever an ancient dynamic from within our genes is activated, from within our own emotional nature is activated in relationship, we have one of two choices. We either blame, we deny through blame. We say, look what you made me feel, never wishing to own, never wanting to own, never wanting to know that what I'm feeling is something inside of me. And having dissociated from that, I hook that feeling of pain up to my brain's image of you. And now forevermore in your space, I'm going to be experiencing that pain. There is an alternative. If you get close enough to me to do me the favor to show me some deep-rooted pain, like the pain I've just spoken about, and it comes up in me, if I know that that pain is in me, I can stop. I can take a breath. I can say, you know, in this interaction, this deep, horrendous pain just came up in me. Would you support me in healing this? I'm really ready to face, feel, deal with, and forgive this pain. And now, because of our interaction, and because you gave me the gift of triggering that in me, which I didn't want to deal with, I get to get free of that which is locked within me. It's an awesome process. That's what we're here to share with you, is the tools for doing that. So we welcome you to the show. Is Dr. Tim with us today, Jeannie?
He is, and he's on.
Awesome. How do you be, young man?
I'm doing well, thank you, and privileged to just be sharing this work once again with someone new, and just enjoying that whole process and your intro. I was thinking as you were talking, the last few evenings, actually it's the last few weeks, either my evening reading before bed or when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm reading from A Course in Miracles and Vasistha's Yoga, and it's just amazing how the same process is being described in both about the nature of the reality we experience, and they don't use the term actuality, but you know, I thank you for introducing that as a distinction, the term actuality, to represent an external experience that can be shared only if perception is seen as an individual process that creates individual realities. And when we restore that function of Rachma, you know, set Rachma in Kuba, then we can actually have a perception that allows the experience of actuality. And this description you were giving today of this exercise about reaching for the frog and how each person creates their own internal experience or reality is echoed in both, as you know, Course in Miracles, and as I'm learning in Vasistha's Yoga, that this world that we're looking at outside of us is no more real than what we would create it to be. And the power
and
in that...
And that creative process is so amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and the power of it is just beyond words. And it goes beyond words in a heartbeat. And I had somebody else in my office yesterday who was talking about how after just 4 or 5 weeks of practicing with that mental short form of the reality management worksheet, he caught himself in the middle of raging at someone and had the thought, well, this is stupid of me. And then he thought, how did I think that? Because his experience, you know, most of his adult life has been to be someone who engages in road rage. And so he had an experience of road rage come up, and before he had even moved past the vehicle that he was angry at for turning without signaling, he had the thought, well, that was stupid of me. And he's creating a whole new experience and a whole new level of awareness about how he's creating his experience of life after just 4 or 5 weeks of being introduced to the tools. It's amazing. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. Invite him to do some worksheets on who told him he was stupid. That'd be the next layer of his healing, and that might be where he'll find the root of his rage. Because probably his stupid brain cells were firing about the other driver who, you know, made that silly turn. And, you know, and then he just moves right into his thought. I remember working with a woman in South Florida several years ago, and this woman was in an intimate situation with her husband. And she had worked with a therapist some time earlier who had told her, you know, if things are getting old with your husband and you're not really turned on, you just think about the latest movie star. And so she had started doing this work, and I had spoken about integrity on a mental level within your relationships and how ridiculous that is for a therapist to give somebody the suggestion, well, just fantasize about the latest movie star if you're not turned on by your spouse. It's like, excuse me, go inside and look at what it is that you hooked up into your brain's image of your spouse that you're not turned on by them. Clean that up and be with your spouse 100%. But in any event, she found herself just kind of haphazardly going into this little fantasy of being with someone that she had been attracted to while she was being intimate with her husband. And she caught herself, instantly went into judgment about herself, and just suppressed that, you know, just totally shut that down. And because, as you say, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of doing this work and this gentleman's catching himself, because she'd been doing this work, she then caught herself, like seconds later, she's starting to wonder if her husband has been cheating on her. And here she is in her mind cheating, and she finds herself guilty for doing that and decides she's guilty. Then she's wondering if he's been cheating on her. And, of course, that just opens a whole myriad of work to do, judgments, guilt about herself, guilt toward her husband. You know, what kind of integrity or lack of integrity, physically, mentally, emotionally, there's been in a relationship. That whole thing all ties together. And to just see the possibilities when things like that open of walking through the insane conclusions, the insane things that this culture teaches is just amazing.
Well,
and then to see the different results. Go ahead.
I certainly feel blessed to have been introduced to the tools, and I feel blessed to have had the parents who set me up to be so willing to explore and look at new things, and that my mind was in a place where I was willing to accept these tools and start using them when I got introduced to them. I count it as a blessing.
I hear you. The kind of miracles are amazing. I received a text from someone who was at our codependence intensive recently, had been through some very traumatic relationship issues with a spouse who basically poisoned her children against her and had been separated from all three of her children for several years, and texted me that within a week of coming out of the codependence intensive and really going in and doing some really deep level work, she's been reunited and happily reunited with all three of her children after years of separation. And, you know, just to watch those sorts of things happen is just like, yay, that's what it's all about, Alfie.
Agreed. Fully agree.
Well, let's check with Jeannie and see if there's anything happening in the chat room to be aware of or anybody in the phone queue with a hand up. Our call-in number, of course, is 646-200-4169. If you're on one of those stations that we don't have access to in the chat room where Jeannie can't see you and you call into that 646 number, you have a question for us, if you push 1, I'll raise a little hand in the phone control panel, and she'll introduce you by your area code. So, Jeannie, anything happening to be aware of there?
We do have a hand up, and it is area code 541.
I love it when we get questions.
541, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Julie from Ashland, Oregon. Hi, thank you. Am I coming through okay, clear-wise?
Loud and clear.
Okay, good. My phone sometimes and I are not joined. I have so many things to address here. First, I want to ask, is Dale Ellen Hoffman going to be here this Friday?
I have no reason to believe otherwise.
Good, because it's Thanksgiving. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thank you.
I've been listening to his CD called Realizing the Christ Within. I believe that's the title. And I'm on disc 1, and track 8 has jumped out at me in a new way that I didn't put together before. And I wanted to share it, and I'll probably call in on Friday also.
Cool.
He is someone who studies and translates properly from the Aramaic, what Jesus was teaching, as you, Michael, have been the one who applies what is correctly translated now. And you've given us the miracle of the worksheet, the many worksheets, really. So your work has grown out of the correct interpretation or translation, actually. And that is just a godsend blessing, and thank you for it. He speaks of something, and he has some quotes and some things he's translating, and anyway, it came to me to recognize something. He was speaking of, of kind of like quantum physics and how there's the wave and then there's the particle, okay? And so they are not separate, and two, they are the same oneness. However, we give up a part of our free will in order to particleize a reality, a physical reality. And I think, Michael, what your worksheets are mainly about is the undoing of how our free will has gotten tied up into unwanted conditions. So we still have, as you were saying, it's not I but the Father, as Jesus said. You know, that's true, but often we're tied up in a lot of unwanted conditions, which you help to bring to light through the process you've taught us. So, and that is forgiveness, to untie or loosen or cancel, and all of the above, not just or, but however the sequence, kind of the process starts to unfold. And you were speaking yesterday, Michael, about the sparkle being in our lives and the freedom back in our lives. And, you know, and I think we're starting to get to the unencumbrance, the disencumbrance of everything we've been identified with, so that we can make feel ourselves with the Creator, creating what we want in each moment. And it's a huge thing to be responsible for, and there's a huge benefit and a gift in it as we keep doing our work. So I just want to hopefully address that with Dale Allen Hoffman. And if anyone has his CDs, and I know there's a group, I guess he was just teaching this actual workshop with this last weekend. I'm not sure where. But if anybody wants to focus on that place, it's track 8 in the first disc. And it's really interesting. He doesn't make a big point of it, but I extrapolated because of where I am in life and the work I'm doing, and I'm feeling more empowered to make different choices, make very conscious choices, and have them be free from all the other darkness. I also want to say one more little quick thing. That I heard a person on the radio last night, late night radio, those kind of conspiracy type shows, trying to talk about, you know, how we're controlled by some alien culture on this planet. And someone asked him, well, do you know Jesus Christ? You know, one of those kind of challenges. And all he could say was that, well, there's so many interpretations, and nobody even knows for sure who wrote all those gospels and all of that, you know. And so therefore it can't be true because nobody knows for sure. And yet, Michael, what you and Dale Allen Hoffman and Dr. Tim and we are, and Jeannie, all of us are so committed to is that which Yeshua taught is true and can come to us now, regardless of if you want to get caught up in the dogma or not. You know, it's breaking free of the truth as dogma teaches it and getting to the truth as the process of the life life living that Jesus taught. And so that's all I can say right now. And thank you for everyone's contributions.
Delighted. And, you know, there are a lot of people who've been beaten and battered and bruised by that name. By the fearmongers, and I certainly understand the resentment and the resistance and the anger about that, which is one of the reasons why I'll oftentimes say, don't believe a word I'm saying. Take the tool, put it to work, and watch what happens. You know, you don't have to believe in gasoline to put it in a car and drive down the road. You don't have to know how it works. You don't have to know anything about it. You put gasoline in, you start the car, and you drive away. You don't have to believe that these tools work for them to work. Their operation is not based on belief. Their operation is based on law. And law is how the eternal forces operate. And when you work within the eternal forces, then things happen. Reliably, systematically, things happen. And so it's a process. And the process, fortunately, does not require belief. Take the tool, put the pen to the paper, watch what happens. That's all. And so all the arguments about did he exist, how did he exist, what did, you know, it's like, take the tools and use them. That'll prove it to you. That's all that I would offer in that regard.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much. That's good. And it's true. So,
all right.
And, you know, and the other thing is I think we're all kind of realizing we keep this truth close to our heart and in our inner self and keep realizing it, keep it alive and realized. And then we meet whatever's in front of us. It's not about saving the world and fixing the world. And then, you know, for me, I used to take my strength that I finally got from being in this inner core of realization, and then I'd want to go out and conquer something in the world. And that isn't the way it's working for me now. It's working better for me to just keep it close and stay aware and conscious and notice what I'm creating and address it with the holding the space of love and whatever is asked of me that can bring more to light.
Yay. All right. Very cool.
Okay.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing
all
from
right.
you on Friday.
Yeah. And happy Thanksgiving. I'm sure it will be.
All right. Have a wondrous Thanksgiving, too. Blessings.
Thanks.
Happy Holy Days to everybody. It's interesting. We call them holidays, but holidays were holy days. What are holy days? Days that you set aside and make sacred to support you in living as a true human being. And, of course, our definition of a human being is an easy, simple, experiential one, holding a newborn child. And when you hold that newborn child, what you find yourself coming from is this awesome, active presence of love. And when you do, you know, what other people are doing really are not your concern. You don't have to get all involved in it. But if you find yourself living in a complaint, oh, there's always something wrong, somebody did something, then the somebody that did something is you. Stop pretending it's about anybody else. And, you know, if you find your mind living in that complaint, you know, which it kind of sounds like the fellow is that was on the radio show, then heal your mind and stop this baloney about you got to whine and cry and crab about what everybody else did. Take the tool, try it. If it works for you, use it. If it doesn't, throw it away. You know, it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And there's work to be done. And if you start to notice a particular nature that your mind has, that you're living this cycle of whatever it is, and it's not like love, take responsibility for it, apply the tool of forgiveness, and get rid of it. Free yourself of it. It's not necessary to live there. So that's what we're here to support. And our calling number is 646-200-4169. We would love to hear your voice. Ginny, anybody with a hand up on the phone queue or anything happening in the chat room to be aware of?
Nobody has their hand up, and I was just mentioning in the chat room, we were talking about everybody being one, and I said we rewatched the movie Lucy last night, and the example that she gave of the car going by really fast, and that if you speeded it up, the car disappeared. It was still there, but you couldn't see it with your eye. And that time was the only thing that made it visible. And that was just a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, cool point. Fabulous. So how can we support you? Our calling number? 646-200-4169. And while we're waiting to see if somebody's got a question for us, I'll just let you know.
I have a hand up.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Area code 910, you're on the air.
Dr. Kim, it's Susan from North Carolina.
Hello, lady, welcome.
I'm getting ready for you. I was up at 4:30 this morning after our class last night. It was a great class. It was lesson 7, or session 7, or session 8, sorry. And it was really wonderful. Lots and lots of resistance coming up. I think I'd like to have a longer session next time, maybe do 9 or 10 weeks, just to have some kind of, which we're having that just a little bit longer. I noticed the more we get to know each other, the more conversation and discussion that opens up. So it was really, really, it was on the PAGRA. It was on relationships.
Well, it's easy, certainly, Susan, to stretch the time out. You'll notice that when we do that in an intensive at Heartland, it's 16 full-time days. And, you know, when Rex and Michelle did it in the prison, it ended up being a 10-month class. So there's certainly, I mean, once you start to delve in and process, you can spend an unlimited amount of time together. And I certainly look forward to working with the group on Monday night to take them into Still Point Breathing and going over the evaluations and seeing where everybody's at, and if you would make sure that everybody would take their evaluation within the next, say, 24 hours, that would be really nice, because then we won't have to fool with it when we're getting ready to get on the road. So if everybody could complete their evaluation, then we'll be able to support you giving feedback for the completion phase of Laws of Living. So that's awesome.
That's great. I will do that. I'll send the email out, and I'll stress to do it within 24 hours, if at all possible. And I just want to say we had a young lady that was separated from her husband when we started the Laws of Living. And she was so on board. She had found us through the Unity Church, and they were in counseling at that time because I'd been doing worksheets and explaining that anything that upsets me is inside of me, and it's my responsibility to clean that up. And so, and then she took the evaluation, and she got big, you know, ahas that went off, how she it was driving her behavior. And then she shared with us last night in tears that she was going home. Her husband and they had reunited, and that it was, even though they had done counseling, she said, "I'm telling you, it's this laws of living course that actually the reason that we are where we are." And it was, the group really did not know. She hadn't shared a lot about what was going on with her process, keeping her agreements and doing her work. So anyway, that was just, we were overjoyed. The class was really elated. Yes, it was fabulous. It was wonderful. And the acknowledgement where we go around the room and each person acknowledges the person on the right, that was beautiful to do that the last two classes. You know, there's a lot of resistance to doing that, but at the end of it, the love in the room is just radiating. It's just amazing, the bonding of the group that happens during that experience of acknowledgement and appreciation.
Yay. Well, I acknowledge you for having your first official Laws of Living class. I look forward to seeing what happens with the next one. By the way, if you could make sure in the email that you send to people for the evaluation, you ask them, make sure to bring their feedback, their evaluation feedback sheet, so that we'll be able to fill in their evaluation scores and give them that back when we do the feedback. That would be great. So, congratulations. That's a huge accomplishment.
Absolutely, Michael.
Say again?
Thank you. Thank you. I was going to say absolutely. And, you know, the benefit of stretching it just a few weeks longer, and I was really wanting to complete it by the time you got here so that you could, you know, do the evaluations. And I just thought that that would be a great thing. Plus, we have people going out of town for the holidays. But, you know, what I'm seeing is the gift of this. The Laws of Living is great. It teaches incredible skills and tools to deal with life and to clear what doesn't belong in the system. And on top of that, the vitality that the group reaches allows such deep inner work in such a safe, supportive environment. You know, that was, I told him, I said, you know, we're at a vitality of at least, I was saying since it was eight of at least 40, if not 80. And it was really incredible to see the depths of willingness and of potential to go down and do the inner work, you know. And that was another reason that I said, you know, we need a phase two Laws of Living. So anyway, I don't know. Dan's already wanting to pay his money for the next course that starts in January. He's so sweet. But anyway, I'm going to get off here and let you have it. But I just want to call in and say it was incredible experience. I am very grateful to the work. I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to present it as a teacher. I know at the end of the class, when I was getting feedback from the person, tears were in my eyes just to see that the sincerity and the difference it had made. It was amazing. Absolutely a blessing.
Perfect.
So,
and isn't it really cool that we teach what we need to learn, and that as the one teaching it, that you probably got the deepest learning out of the whole process?
I'm telling you, Michael, if they knew the worksheets and the breathing that I did and the deep levels of healing, you wouldn't have thought I was the teacher. It was absolutely beautiful, and I know what you mean of learning to process yourself on the spot. And also this morning, it was so funny. I don't know whether I was at a new level of vitality because of the high last night, but I was up at 4:30 doing worksheets and actually completely rearranged my whole house. So anyway, it's kind of funny how it all worked, and it's beautiful, synchronistic. So I'm grateful.
Cool.
So thank you very much.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you. We'll be probably had up here sometime Friday morning. We actually took our van in this morning to get some work done on it. So hopefully we'll have it back and we'll be on the road Friday, but we'll keep you posted on that. And for anybody who's in Wilmington, North Carolina, on Sunday morning, we'll be doing the service at Unity of Wilmington, and then Sunday afternoon doing a free Wires is Happening to Me Again workshop. Monday night, we're working with the Laws of Living group, so that'll be a closed group. Day Friday evenings, we'll be doing a series of free workshops. You can go to whyagain.org and download the flyer. Saturday, we'll be doing the one workshop that we do charge a fee for when we travel. It's an all-day mind shifters and still point breathing. It'll start about 8 o'clock in the morning. And then kind of an unusual thing that we'll be doing is that we'll be doing the Sunday service again the next week at Unity of Wilmington. So we look forward to being there. We'll be spending a few extra days there in Wilmington, and then we'll be off to the Panhandle of Florida and Fort Walton Beach. And let's see, where else we're going to be, Jeannie?
We're going to start in Panama City, and then we go down to Fort Walton Beach, and then we move on down to North Tampa and St. Petersburg, and then on over to Miami, and then back up the other side to Pompano and Delray, Fort Lauderdale, and then into Sebring, and then on up to Orlando, where we're going to do the intensive, and then out of Florida into Atlanta, Georgia. The whole schedule is on the website, and there's flyers for each of the events. And so we're really looking forward to this tour. It's full. There's very few days available in between each of the weeks that we're doing. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I'm delighted. It's going to be awesome. And, again, if you're in the area of Wilmington, come and join us. We'll start on Sunday. And then if you're ready to crank your work up to the next level, we've got a 20-day teacher training that we'll be doing in April at the Heritage Park Hotel in Orlando, Florida. And so we'll start out and we'll actually be doing concurrent 9-day intensives. I'll do a 9-day Why Is This Happening to Me Again? Well, Jeannie does her 9-day Women Healing the Whole Woman intensive. And so we'll run those concurrently, and people in either intensive will then be qualified to go into the 12 days of teacher training. And in that teacher training process, we'll be training people to utilize the personal code evaluation as well as a way to pinpoint where a person's work is and how to most effectively spend their time processing and doing what will serve on the greatest level. So we're looking forward to that. That'll start in April. Go ahead, sweetie.
I was just going to say, anybody that's interested in teachers training, we are doing it in Orlando, so we're not going to be doing it in Theodosia. We do have the summer calendar already on the website, so you can see that. But it includes a 9-day Y, but it does not include the teachers training. The only teachers training we're going to be doing this year is in Orlando, Florida. So you need to sign up for that if you're interested in that.
Yes, and something I hadn't really thought about, Jeannie, when we set that schedule, is that maybe we need to add that extra 3 days of training on the personal code evaluation after the Laws of Living, so that anybody who's going to be teaching will have access to that as a tool. So we maybe need to add that in. I just realized that we'll be doing that in Orlando, but we don't have it scheduled for this summer, so we might want to have that at the end of the Laws of Living class.
Okay, we'll have to look at that. Okay.
So lots of opportunities if you want to take your work to the next level. Come join us in Wilmington, Panama City, Fort Walton Beach, Unity, North Tampa, Unity of St. Petersburg. And then we'll be on the down to the east coast of Florida and working our way up the east coast till we get there for intensives in April. 20-day teacher training, 9-day healing the whole woman, 9-day why is this happening to me again, 12 days of teacher training for this work. And the teacher training kind of has a dual purpose. There are people who come and do teacher training, not that they want to officially teach the work, but who want to deepen their experience of the principles of forgiveness and the Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop. The whole 9 days of that particular training, 3 days of the personal code evaluation, and then 9 days of the total focus on the principles of Why Is This Happening to Me Again, what we'll be doing in April in Orlando. So we look forward to anyone who chooses to join us. The text that I was reading a little while ago was from the woman who did the laws of living just a couple of weeks ago up in Pinckney, and she's like, I'm ready for teacher training. I'm ready to head to Florida. So that's pretty cool to watch someone who's been estranged from the children, three children estranged for several years, and all of a sudden, within a week, they're all right there in their space. The old law of attraction, law of resonance, it's pretty powerful. So 646-200-4169 is our calling number, and it looks like we've got about, 13 minutes or so left. So push one, you're next in queue.
You know, it has been awesome that we've seen those kind of quick changes. We even had just the small groups that we had here in Bristol. We had one lady who was having challenges with her son. And just after one workshop and doing forgiveness worksheets, the next morning she wrote us and said that she had an awesome morning with her son. And I actually saw her husband then the other day, and he said that it had definitely changed their lives. So just in one workshop, they saw a change. And then we had another woman that attended just one night, and she was having challenges with her grandson. And we talked about the breathing process and that you could breathe a baby even. And the next day, she said, okay, I'm going to try this. She said he never sits still, not for 1 minute. And she put him in her lap, and she started doing the breathing. She said he actually sat still for 15 minutes, and that was a miracle. So, I mean, just two people just that attended one night and saw such shifts because they were willing to do their work. Both of those cases involved a small child, and the child didn't do anything to make a difference. But they picked up the resonance of either their parent or their grandparent doing their work, and it made a change.
Well, and for those who would say, come on now, that's just stretching it a little bit, isn't it? Come on, that's just, you know, that's got to be suggestion or something. Well, there's a great video. If you go under the link on whyagain.org, we are one. Look up the video on Christian the Lion. And Christian is this lion who, there were two gentlemen in England who went to, I believe it was Harrods department store, and they had a lion cub on for sale. And they bought it. They took it home. And they raised it like you would a kitten until it became just too big for them to handle. So they created this lion up and sent it off to a preserve in Africa, negotiated with a preserve. The preserve agreed to take it. And so the preserve tags this lion, sets it free. They're tracking it. It's now a totally wild lion. It has its own pride, and, you know, they see it every once in a while. So about a year has gone by, and these two young men want to go see their lion. And the people from the preserve come back, and it's like, are you crazy? This thing is a wild animal now. It would tear you to pieces. And they said, we want to go see it. And so they fly to Africa, they go to the preserve, and the people who run the preserve send a guard with them with a high-powered rifle because they just know they're going to have to shoot and kill this this wild lion. And they go out, you know, calling for this lion by name, and finally, you see off in the distance, this lion comes down the hill charging at them. And I can remember, especially the first time I saw it, it's like, I sure hope this is the right lion, because this is a big dude, and he's just running full tilt toward them. Gets to them, jumps up on them just like a pet kitten, wraps its paws around them, licking on them, hugging them, just playing with them. Awesome. I mean, really, really powerful to see, but that's a small part of what's awesome about this video in the context of what Jeannie just shared with those two people and their children, or child and grandchild. And at the same time as this wild lion, supposed wild lion, comes down to visit their friends, the female who is truly undomesticated, truly never had contact with humans, and of course the female is the huntress, right? And the female comes down the hill with her mate and walks over to these guys and rubs against their legs and lets them pet her. Now, I don't think that this lion Christian up the hill said, "Dear, these are my friends, don't eat them." I doubt that conversation took place. I don't think there was any suggestion involved, as many people would say is the key to the thing. What happened was there was an energy shift. This lion that had been raised by these two young men were raised in care and love. And as it came charging down the hill to see its friends, that care and love was communicated to its mate, who is a wild lion who would normally tear these guys to shreds. Instead, she's like a kitten with them. If we produce violent results in our lives, it's because there's violence in us. When we forgive, when we deal with, when we heal the violence in us, then those things around us change. You know, 2,000 years ago, the physicist Yeshua said, "A little leavening leavens the whole loaf." I think we can be fairly safe in assuming that he wasn't talking about bread. He was talking about the energetic patterns that change the whole game. The game for the female mate of this pet lion changed because of, I would offer, the energy that her mate carried. And when we start to shift and change the history of violence, of fear, of terror, and trauma within us, when we start to take responsibility and stop blaming everybody else and talking about how everybody else is the problem in our lives, and we face those things and throw those energies off, then energetically we produce different results. And we're looking to get to the point of that leavening that leavens the whole loaf, where the whole game begins to change for everyone. And that's what we're here to support. And, of course, if you haven't touched into the forgiveness process is the key. It's how I go inside myself and I remove what never belonged inside of me. And as I remove those things, they stop playing out in my relationships. And I get to play a different game. We're here to support you in playing a different game. If you haven't accessed the tool of forgiveness, we invite you to go to our website, www.whyagain.org. Now, of course, you can go there and you can order videos and audios. There are CDs and DVDs of the workshop, but there's also lots of free material. You can download the book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again, free in any one of a half a dozen different languages. If you go to the bullseye in the middle of the page and you click on that, you'll see a series of links that opens. That series of links will give you the last chapter of my book on forgiveness, Why Is This Happening to Me Again. It will tap you into a whole series of different worksheets, from the deeper, more complicated worksheets to the simplest worksheets. There's a whole series of links, and then the third link there will tie you into a number of different radio shows where we've actually walked somebody through the whole forgiveness process. So lots of material free. We want to support you. We want you to be successful. And if you engage in these tools and you have questions and need support, the reason we're here an hour a day is to offer you that support. And Jeannie tells us we've got a caller. So, Jeannie.
Yes. It's area code 312. You're on the air.
Hello, it's me, Ari.
Well, hey there, young man. How are you? I called you this morning.
We didn't get that, but that's cool. I wanted to comment on your I actually came home. I, you know, went into dialing the number, and I thought, oh, not much left. But I wanted to comment on your leavening, and I just want to put out a shout-out to Rex and Michelle, because, you know, I do that Thanksgiving thing with all the turkeys and the prisoners, and it wouldn't have not been for them that I would have even thought of that. And, you know, we're going to do 4,000 meals this year, so we're like really booking. And It might not be the best food, but it is comfort, and I shout out to the two of them because they're totally awesome, and they inspired me to do that, and that's great. But in the leavening, I had the opportunity to go to one of the oldest bakers in Chicago who does coal-fired bread, which is illegal technically now unless you have a grandfather clause. And they use no more yeast after, I don't know, they've been baking for like 80 years. But I will try to find out when. But the bricks and all that, the spores, I guess, have gotten into it. So when they do the rising of the bread, which, you know, they put in the active yeast for 24 hours, and now they don't. They proof the bread and do like a sourdough kind of thing. And the spores from the environment produce the leavening of the bread. So the more you practice or the more you use the tools, the more the bread or your essence rises. You know,
Yay.
They've been in business for 124 years, and they stopped using yeast years ago, like 35, 40 years ago. And all their bread is considered the best artisan bread in Chicago. So that's kind of what I wanted to put to your statement of the leavening, because the leavening has penetrated the walls and created better bread. It's considered the best bread. And they don't use yeast anymore because it's in their being or environment. And
very cool.
I just
kind of
wanted
great stuff.
Offered that, and it's documented. So anyone says, oh, that's false, yeah, could look into, they're one of the, they're their third largest baker in Chicago, and they've opened up a new one, which they don't have under their own name because they think it's going to take them 10 years to embed the yeast, and it's all stone walls. Because it is that you spread out from your goodness that leavens the loaf. And that's the same with the worksheets. The more you do, it leavens you. And for myself, Mind Shifters, which I think are incredible, and it does equalize and leaven you. It's the practice or the breeding of good thoughts and good essence. And you both, Michael and Jeannie, represent that to the nth degree. And I've always appreciated that. But you are the active yeast that leavens thousands of loaves to rejoice. And once it's spread, it's like the brick wall. You put plain flour and water, and it leavens and lets you enhance your goodness to create the most beautiful artisan loaf or bean. And
cool. Well, thank you for saying thank you, Ari, and we appreciate you and hope your holy days are wondrous and holy and happy. And we are down to the last few minutes, so I need to close the show out, but delight to hear your voice. I hope you got to Unity in Woodstock. I left that in your message this morning to get the case of books we left there, and we'll be in touch. In the meantime, everybody, have a wondrous holy day, and bring a stranger to the show tomorrow, and give the world the best gift you can possibly give, and that is have the best year yet of your eternal life. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.